What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Layla in Ottawa, Ontario. And apparently the idea of open borders isn't a universal one because Layla is Canadian, her husband is American, and they're just having a heck of a time being allowed to live someplace. So if you could kind of like sort of sum up where you are now, where you're going, and what the problem continues to be.
Well, to sum it up, what ended up happening, Canadian Border Patrol showed up at our door, handcuffed my husband, frisked him, and put him in jail. Next day, I go to, you know, try to get this all sorted out with no avail because nobody was available to talk to me until last minute. They told me he's being sent back, and I was beside myself. The whole thing is, my concern is, you know, here's our prime minister shouting out to the world, our borders are open, and refugees are just flocking into Canada. Meanwhile, we have paid for the process to ensure that everything goes well with his immigration application. My other concern, like, I've done a lot of investigating on my end here in Canada. I found out what happened, what's gone wrong. Now I'm looking at what's happened on the U.S. side. We have requested documents from the Northampton County Courthouse in Easton, Pennsylvania for 4 years. And for 4 years, those documents did not show up until after the fact, my husband's back in the U.S. So how are, you know, regular Canadian and American citizens being treated? Or, like, why are we being treated this way when we have paid our dues to ensure that we've done everything possible to make sure, you know, my husband's in Canada, not illegally? Why is this happening? Why is the government allowing this? You know, I've reached out to the Prime Minister. I've emailed their office. They've referred the case to the Immigration Minister. I've filed a formal complaint about now this consultant. I find out he's a consultant. He's not a lawyer. So he's under investigation. So where does it stop? You know, why is it that we are allowing? And, you know, I understand people are living different lives in various other parts of the world, and they need to come to a safe zone. But what about our very own citizens?
It does seem like there's a very obvious double standard there for Canada to say we have open borders, and then have this problem with an American citizen coming on in just to be with his wife.
Exactly.
And your portrayal of the Canadian border crossing, and of course it's been a long, long time since I went to Canada, but many years ago when I was still in computer animation, I had occasion to go to Toronto a couple of times, and the experience was always the same. Going into Canada, it was, hi, how are you, have fun, blah, 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 and then coming back into the United States of America, you know, I the U.S. Border Patrol was just horribly abusive. Now all of a sudden you're telling me that that seems to be the case with the Canadian Border Patrol as well. But you're right. It's a double standard and it's hypocrisy. If you say you're having open borders for illegal immigrants and refugees and so forth, why is it such a complex issue for somebody from the United States to go to Canada? And maybe
exactly.
Canada has just decided that they're concerned about a flood of Americans coming north. We know the Canadians are already upset about many of the illegal immigrants and refugees who've crossed into the United States who are now trying to get into Canada. But obviously, if your husband is a U.S. citizen, that should not be a factor. But it just sounds
exactly
like a bureaucracy where the left hand does not know what the right hand is doing.
Oh, my goodness, Michael, you have no idea what I'm dealing with. I'm on the phone constantly. I am talking with Canadian Border Patrols. What can I do next? And each time I turn around, I'm being asked for more money. I don't understand. We've paid for all this, you know, and it just broke my heart to watch my husband get handcuffed. He didn't deserve that. We didn't deserve this at all. I mean, we took every initiative to ensure that everything that Immigration Canada had requested, okay, he needs to do this next. So we did it. We paid for it. And in the end, he's being handcuffed, frisked.
Well, remember that story about
a Canadian jail.
I remember there was that story about a gentleman was here in the United States on a visa, was trying to get into Canada, couldn't get in, and he overstayed his visa by something like an hour, and they arrested him. So it really just seems to be another example of heavy-handed government bureaucracy.
But what is the reason behind it? And I believe there's more stories, more people out there that have experienced the same thing that my husband and I have experienced, because the Border Patrol at the office on Friday, January 6th at 4 p.m. tells me we're not the only two that they've had problems with from this consultant. And I just thought, well, where does this stop? I mean, you're dealing with people that want to be together, that, you know what, we come from two, you know, I don't look at it as America.
Okay, Layla, let me get a couple of thoughts in here, and then we're going to let you go because I got to get back to news here. There are a couple of things. First of all, I think you need to actually get a real Canadian immigration lawyer on your side and maybe look to see if there are some organizations that provide assistance in sorting these things out. Trying to do it all on your own, I think, is going to be a mistake. The other aspect is all of this talk about open borders is, of course, very threatening to the existing border enforcement departments, organizations, and staff, and they may just be getting more abusive and aggressive in an attempt to justify their the continuance of their budgets and say, well, open borders is all well and good, but look, we caught this American trying to sneak into our country and we handcuffed him and kicked him on out. So you may be dealing with that. But my advice is...
You know what I got? Sorry to interrupt you. I got, when I was dealing with Immigration Canada over the phone and you know, trying to sort this all out, they said, you know, you don't need a lawyer. You can do this all on your own. Because if you hire a lawyer, they'll do the same thing that the consultant did. And I was, really?
I don't know. Well, if you're not going to get a lawyer, see if there are some immigration organizations. I mean, we certainly have a lot of them here in the United States helping the illegals and refugees into this country. I'm sure there has to be something like that up in Canada that is going to help you resolve this issue of getting your husband back into Canada to live with you. And I wish you a lot of luck. But
thank you so much, Michael. I'll tell you one thing. Through this whole ordeal, not one person has told me that I could appeal this whole thing. So I've, you know, taken the steps to appeal, even to go as far as federal court if I need to.
Okay,
so this is wrong. It's wrong that Canadians
I understand it's wrong. If you're going to go to federal court, you need to get a lawyer. You need to get an immigration lawyer who is, allowed to appear before the bar. I disagree with this idea that you can do it all yourself because obviously you have not had a tremendous amount of luck. Anyway, Layla, got to let you go.
Thank you, Michael.
Good luck. I wish you good luck. Boy, there's no greater curse on humanity than bureaucracy. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And there's a story that is out now, and again, it's part of this effort to demonize North Korea, and they're making a big deal over the fact that a United Nations agency in Geneva has been helping North Korea prepare an international patent application for production of sodium cyanide. Then they go on to say this is a chemical used to make the nerve gas tabun, and saying that sodium cyanide is been on a list of materials banned from shipment to North Korea by the UN Security Council since 2006. Well, if North Korea was doing something underhanded, they wouldn't apply for an international patent. They're looking to protect a process that has commercial value. And allegations about the nerve gas aside, sodium cyanide has a lot of industrial uses. It's used mainly to extract gold and other precious metals in mining. It's very toxic. It has a high affinity for gold. It's used to extract gold from ore. And it's also used for making cyanuric chloride, cyanogen chloride, and many nitriles. And it's classified as a strong nucleophile. It's used to prepare chemicals that are used in a lot of pharmaceuticals. And so, frankly, the fact that they're applying for an international patent suggests they've come up with a new novel way to make this stuff, and they want to license it. It's a commercial venture. It's not making poison gas. If they were making poison gas, they wouldn't tell anybody. They wouldn't apply for a patent. This is a business they're doing. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Ken in Fort Worth, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, there's going to be a 2000 automobile auction at the Indianapolis 500 racetrack this weekend. It's going to be on TV 3 days.
Wow.
Big.
Okay.
Yeah, stoop around until you find it.
Okay, you going to buy something?
No, you got to come over here and get a couple of them. And there's going to be about four or five number one Corvettes, too.
That's a little above my budget, a little above my taste. You know, I mean, when I was young, I loved the fast, zippy cars, but I'm an old guy now, and I just sort of poke along here, and, you know.
I go to the public library in Fort Worth, and I get on the internet. You got to have three clicks to get off the computer, you know, when you're done with your time. But in 2 weeks, it shut off on me three times by itself.
Well, there are problems with the net.
Before like that.
Well, there are problems with the net as a whole. I was checking earlier today, Spectrum, their performance is even worse than it has been before. The complaints are piling up. AT&T's got issues. So, again, between all of these outages and cutoffs, and I can't reach this and I can't reach that, plus the WannaCry ransomware, it is very obvious that our IT infrastructure is in a extraordinarily dangerously fragile condition, and it needs attention. It does need attention because we are all dependent on it now. We're dependent on the internet for our economic activity, our business activity, our communication content delivery. If the internet gets seriously taken down, that's going to be a problem. Businesses are going to go out of business. Bills are not going to get paid.
Your information about conspiracies, right?
I'm sure the government would like that part of it to go away, but obviously too much of our economy is dependent on the internet, and that could be a real, real problem.
When you get on your kind of computer, put in conspiracy, kind of wake them up.
I try not to use the word conspiracy because conspiracy theorist was a phrase that was actually created by the CIA in the wake of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and it was used as a label to simply dismiss anybody who questioned the official story without having to address the issues that they were raising. You know,
multiple
shooters on the grassy knoll. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't scare me. I'm guilty.
Okay.
They're conspiring against us, period. Yeah.
Okay, well, Ken, thank you very
much.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? You know, the thing is, I'm sort of like starting to see it in some of the libertarian groups around here, and I'm even starting to see it on Facebook. It's like the argument because a few couples had a newborn baby, and one of the spouses is objecting to circumcision when it's a male child, and some it's a biblical thing. Some say it's a health issue, but they're starting to say, well, it's barbaric. It's against the male child's wishes and all that stuff. And you know, and the thing is, they're saying all the complications that babies die from circumcision complication. I'm like, well, I said more people die from prescription, more babies die from prescription drugs and vaccines than complications of circumcision.
Well, it is a complex issue, and unfortunately, it is primarily rooted in religion. The idea that it is somehow advantageous to the child's health. That idea has pretty much gone away at this point. So it is primarily the religious argument. If I'd ever been lucky enough to be a father had a son, I certainly would not have done that to him. But that's where I am. Anyway, not exactly the kind of topic we talk about on this show. So, George, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And the phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. Now, over in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie is very much opposed to the decriminalization or legalization of marijuana. He's very much on board with Jeff Sessions on that one. However, his term in office is coming to an end at the end of the year, and already New Jersey lawmakers are crafting a recreational marijuana bill, and it's going to be ready to go in the new year. And under the bill, adults 21 and over would be allowed to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana or 16 ounces of cannabis-infused products, including edibles. And, of course, it will be taxed, beginning at 7% and rising to 25% over the course of 5 years. And they're saying, no, it will not pass this year. Chris Christie will not sign it. But they're expecting more support after Christie leaves office next January. So I think New Jersey just told Jeff Sessions to go jump in a lake on that issue. Now, let's talk about human-caused global warming. I just got an update. Over in Washington State, they're under a winter storm warning. This is May 16th. And large snowflakes are coming down over Snoqualmie Pass, which is a place that Claire and I loved to hang out in when we were living in the Cascade Mountains. And apparently Mount Washington has broken their snow record with nearly 3 feet of snow. And so that's coming on in. Human-caused global warming. It was a hoax. It was yet another in a long series of lies to trick you out of your money, out of your obedience. It's time to stop going with the liars. Time to stop believing as you are told to believe, because that is what imprisons you. That's what enslaves you. No chain of iron or steel ever held a human being tighter than the chains of the beliefs that we are indoctrinated with when we are young. And you need to break free. Story out of Natural News, and this is a good statistic to keep in mind. As you know, the gun grabbers are out there. Oh, all these people who are being killed by guns. The children, think of the children. And apparently in 2012, according to the National Database of Inpatient Stays for Children, there were more than 5,000 children under the age of 17 treated for firearms injuries in 2012. Now, most of these were inadvertent accidents. Gun owners weren't locking up their guns, or the children had not been trained in gun safety. According to VAERS data, last year, there were 45,742 reported adverse events requiring hospitalization following a vaccination. So more children are being harmed by vaccines than by gunshots. But guns are bad and vaccines are good, because vaccines make money. And making money is good in the United States of America. And things that don't make money, well, they're really, really bad. And you have the editorial at the Boston Globe saying anybody opposed to vaccines ought to be hanged. And that's triggered a bit of a problem as well. There's going to be a protest over that. And it almost makes it look like the vaccine industry has turned into a terrorist outfit. You will buy and use our medication, or we will do bad. We'll hang you from the lamppost for daring to be a vaccine heretic. Seems to be the mentality that's out there. And again, it's a $30 billion a year business using much of that money to perpetuate itself, to make itself mandatory. Remember what I said about Thomas Jefferson? If the government tells you what medicines you must take, you are living under tyranny. We'll be right back with a phone call after these few words.
Thank you. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And boy, the people who are pounding on my server, they are really trying to keep anybody from reading that article on the Clinton body count. So they must really, really be scared about that. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Tokyo. Ohayou gozaimasu. Ogenki desu ka? What's on your mind today?
Genki desu, Mike. Hope you're well. You know, I had a lot of experience going through the Canadian and American borders. I used to go to McGill University in Montreal, and I grew up in New York, so I would drive to that border like so many times. And when I went to the Canadian border the first time in a big station wagon with a lot of boxes, they put me in a room, and a guy says, my name's Claude. You have any weapons? I said, yeah, I have some nunchucks. He's like, you're an ass kicker or you're a martial artist? He says, I like training martial arts. And what style? And I told him the style. And he goes, oh, yeah, I train martial arts too. I'm not going to go through, you don't have to take it out or give it to me, and you're okay. And next time you come through, ask for me. I'd like to see how you like your experience in university and if you learn any French. And then when I go back into America, they would take the back seat out of this 1970 Dodge Dart that I had and, look under all the seats and stuff. And it was a totally different experience.
It really was. And again, that was my experience when I was going into Canada. Of course, I wasn't going there for any long period of time. It was just, a week or so. Going into Canada, very polite, very, very, very nice. Coming back into the United States, my own country, and I was being treated on the assumption I was some kind of a criminal. But apparently the situation is now going either way, is a major problem. And I'm really sorry that this lady seems to be having such issues. When the prime minister is out there saying we've got open borders, all she wants is for her husband to be able to live with her. And you would think that somebody in that bureaucracy would look at that and say, this is not a threat to our country. Let's cut some red tape and just let these people have a happy life.
Yeah, unfortunately, that doesn't happen in society nowadays. Hey, I heard you the other day saying... it was your anniversary with that lovely playing Angel Claire. And
yes.
Congrats for that. And unfortunately, if me and you were put in a geo facility, I expect nothing to happen with us. But I wish you congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much. And Claire is the best thing in my life. And that's all that really needs to be said about that. Okay, James, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Can I talk about Bitcoin a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. With the recent hacking job, a lot of the ransom, they asked for it to be paid in Bitcoin. And I think that this is some kind of government operation. I think that they're asking for all the ransom in Bitcoin. I think it's something against Bitcoin to prevent it from keep operating. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, there's absolutely no question that the Federal Reserve hates any alternative medium of exchange than the Federal Reserve note. They shut down the Liberty Dollar, and unless they can find some way to co-opt it to their own benefit, the Federal Reserve does not want there to be any other medium of exchange out there. And indeed, they're pushing for this cashless society. They literally want control of all the nation's wealth in their banks. And that's yet another form of tyranny that we are having to deal with right now.
I think it's something to follow and keep an eye on because that's what I think it's all about. And that's all I have to say.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And again, none of these things are done for just one purpose. This WannaCry ransomware, certainly it's going to stimulate sales of computer security software. They're blaming it on North Korea to try and push the war agenda. Yes, this is making Bitcoin look like a currency of criminals, which unfortunately is often the case here. But the Federal Reserve really wants us to be dependent on their Federal Reserve note. And there is no law that says we have to be. We can agree on any medium of exchange we care to use. And that's what the Federal Reserve fears. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show where the corporate media is really trying to pile on Donald Trump. The New York Slimes just came out with a report claiming Trump asked Comey to end the FBI probe into Michael Flynn. The White House is, of course, denying this, but the story has just been picked up and carried everywhere, unlike the story about Seth Rich, which is barely getting acknowledgement there at all. There are rumors that Sean Spicer is indeed going to be let go from the White House staff. You probably noticed over the last few days, more and more of the press briefings have been handled by the Deputy Press Secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And apparently, Fox News host Kimberly Guilfoyle is openly gunning for the job. She wants to be the new press secretary, so that's something happening there. Meanwhile, the search for a new director of the FBI is starting to hit some bumps because some of the people under consideration have decided they don't want the job after all. Judge Merrick Garland and U.S. Senator John Cornyn of Texas are basically saying they want to bow on out because they're leaving their important, very secure jobs for one fraught with politics and controversy, and they don't want to really get into that mess at all. Meanwhile, getting on back to the computer hackers story, another story that's coming on out, apparently over at the Disney Studios, hackers have broken on in and obtained the complete digital file for one of their upcoming summer blockbuster movies, and they're holding it for ransom. If Disney does not pay the ransom in Bitcoin, they will simply dump this digital file onto the internet and basically destroy its profitability right there. Speculation is that it may be the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie or the new sequel to Cars. But again, something has got to be done about computer security, and it's got to be done now. Something has to be done about the hackers. We have to have a system that makes it harder for these people to operate in anonymity. And whether that's the hackers that are attacking Disney, the hackers that are attacking my server. The time for something like that is now. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a couple of phone calls. Kathy in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Yep. I just was thinking when the guy was talking about crossing over to the border in college, my mom and I drove from Texas all the way up into Canada. When we got to Vancouver, I don't remember her prepping me not to, you know, divulge that we had my dad's pistol in the trunk. We got to the border, and the Canadian Mountie, you know, he's asking my mom all these questions, and do you have any firearms? And she said, no. And I just naturally, because I'm a truth teller, I'm just an honest person, I said, oh, well, don't forget, Mom, we have dad's pistol in the trunk.
Oh, well, that was smart of you to do. That was smart of you to do.
No, I'm not dumb. I'm honest. No, I'm not dumb. I'm honest. And I didn't know, you know, I don't lie. I'm not a liar. So, you know, I did it very genuinely, very innocently. I was very young. I was probably 22 at the oldest.
Okay, well, what happened?
Honestly, we were treated with dignity and respect.
Okay, well, that's good.
Mountie.
And
so,
again, that was...
My mom
when
was not too happy, and we had to turn around and go to the other side of the border and lock it up, and they basically had... They have stalls you can buy locks, you know, rent a locker to put your firearms in before you drive across the border. No, I'm just honest. I've always been a truth teller. Yes. And it was just a very genuine, honest mistake. And she didn't prep me to lie, and I probably wouldn't have been comfortable with that anyhow. But the Canadian Mountie, it was just a really, the look on his face, I'll never forget the postcard image of those two, the looks on both of those faces at that very moment when I told the truth. It was quite telling. Anyway, I just thought of that, and I hope you have a lovely day.
All right, well, thank you very much. And again, when Claire and I were... thank you very much. We're going to let you go. And when Claire and I were living in the Cascades in Washington State before we came here to Hawaii, we used to drive up into Vancouver every once in a while because the over-the-counter pharmaceuticals were cheaper, and it was just a very pretty city. And we were always treated politely going into Canada, and we were always given the third degree coming back in. All right, Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is also for Lila. Is that her name? Lila, Lila, whatever.
Layla, yes.
Layla, okay. Art Bell, the former Coast to Coast host, married a woman who was Asian. And now this happened a long time ago, but if I'm not mistaken, he would talk at length about the trouble they had with the her going and visiting her family in the Philippines and all this stuff. She went over there, and if I'm not mistaken, he couldn't get her back. There's some kind of unspoken immigration law regarding this sort of scenario. Now he's living in the Philippines. I don't know if he's, which means that could be one solution. Maybe she needs to move to Canada. But I think since he's
She's in Canada. She's in Canada, and you may be right. Her solution might be to move down to the United States to be with her husband.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, she's going to go through that same bureaucratic nightmare with America's Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. Actually, if I were Layla, I would learn to speak Syrian, get a spray over tan, and apply for refugee status.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, she could maybe get in touch with Art Bell, and because he's a big name, and he tried everything, so he might be able to advise her. And before she spends more money and just has to run in circles, And it, you know, she, he would be a resource. If he's still a public figure, but she could also probably find out how to get in touch with him through George Norrie and the Coast to Coast, current Coast to Coast host and program. But I just thought I'd throw that out there because I remember he was so frustrated, and they'd Xerox all these this information, and then they send it, and they say, well, we didn't receive it. They'd have to Xerox it all again, and this went on and on and on. There really is something they're not telling us. But, oh, I wanted to say something about cyber stuff. They're just going to have to stop spying on us, Mike, and opening the door to finding out every little thing about us, because people are just using that open door. Now, I know this is a loose interpretation because I don't know how any of it works, except there's little algorithms to make a hack. But they're just going to have to stop messing around with us themselves if they're going to do anything about keeping our nation secure. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? I mean,
yeah, it makes absolute sense. But, you know, the NSA's got its own agenda and the CIA's got its own agenda. And they're, you know, they're out there saying we have to have the ability to spy on everybody. And the fact that it's causing these problems out here and this wave of cybercrime. Well, you know, that's unfortunately it's collateral damage. It's just the cost of doing business. I have yet to even hear anybody from the NSA come on out and apologize for the very sloppy way they were handling these very, very powerful cyber weapons. And even Microsoft has come on out and said these cyber weapons can cause damage on the scale of a weapons of mass destruction, and they should be kept under as strict controls as weapons of mass destruction. And they aren't. They were just lying around, and you know, somebody broke into NSA or somebody leaked them, and they're all over the darknet. And yeah, we're going to see a lot of mischief being caused by these NSA spy tools and the CIA spy tools now that they're being let out.
We definitely will. And that's what I meant by why do they put boots on the ground when all you have to do is press a button? I don't know if our enemies are behind this or just someone who just wants to make some money for their organization or what. But yeah, I you know, it's not so surprising. But thanks for allowing me to sound off about it.
All right. Well, I think we have to look at this whole issue. Thank you very much for the phone call. Do we have good government in this country? And the answer is no. We're being flooded with illegal immigrants and refugees, many of them criminal, many of them carrying contagious diseases. Does that sound like good government? Our infrastructure, our roads are crumbling. Our bridges are substandard. We've dams on the verge of collapse. Nuclear power plants operating way past the end of their expected lifespan. Is that good government? We have an economy on the verge of a horrendous meltdown. Does that sound like good government? In the name of national security and spying on all of us in violation of the Fourth Amendment, we've been left wide open to cybercrime. Does that sound like good government? It doesn't to me. It doesn't sound like good government at all. Now then, getting on back, we were talking about the vaccines and how vaccines are actually harming more children than guns are. And yet, guns are bad, vaccines are good. You cannot have a gun, but you will have your vaccines. You have no choice over it. And that gets back to what Thomas Jefferson said. When the government tells you what medicines you take, you are living under tyranny. He's absolutely right. So, a little while ago, the Boston Globe came out with an editorial. I'm sorry, Boston Herald. I misspoke. The Boston Herald had an editorial basically saying that anybody opposed to vaccines, including ones with mercury in them, a known neurotoxin, ought to be hanged to death. And so a lot of people basically called up law enforcement and said this represents a threat of bodily harm. In order to coerce a certain point of view, which technically is a violation of the USA Patriot Act. And there were calls for these for the Boston Herald editorial staff to be investigated for this. And Massachusetts Attorney General has come on out and saying, no, there will be no investigation. They are perfectly okay to threaten people opposed to vaccines with death. Now, Thursday, there's going to be a rally in front of the Boston Herald. Over this idea that anybody opposed to vaccines should be hanged. Because that when they resort to that kind of language, when they resort to those kind of threats, it's basically an admission they don't really have arguments on their side. They can't prove the vaccines are safe. In many cases, the stuff hasn't even been tested. There's never actually been a toxicity study of mercury preservatives being administered. And there's a lot of evidence suggesting that this explosive rise in autism is being driven by the explosive increase in the number of mandated vaccines. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Ivan in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. Yeah, I was just wanting to let you know in regards to a call yesterday about the Ron Gibson archive.
Yeah.
There's also another huge archive of your videos at Conspiracy Scope. YouTube.
Okay. I guess
yeah,
I'm all
I just
over
wanted
the place.
To pass that along. The guy's been doing it for a long time. Actually, Alex Jones even mentioned the guy by name on one of his videos one time I caught it. But outside of that, that was all I had to say, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Keith and John. So, all right.
Thanks. Hello? Oh, okay. You cut out there for a second.
Oh, yeah. I said that's pretty much all I had to tell you, but I just wanted to give a shout out to Keith and Montana and John. All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, this story actually did make the corporate media, and it's a cautionary tale. Apparently, there was... It's a very sad story. Apparently, there was a 16-year-old student, and he had a large diet soda followed by an energy drink, and those are known to be dangerous, then followed by a latte. Actually, the energy drink was on top of the latte and the diet soda, loaded up with caffeine. And too much of anything is going to be bad. And apparently, this 16-year-old student, Davis Allen Kripe, the coroner is saying, yeah, it was caffeine poisoning. So you got to be very, very careful about these products that are being sold and marketed. They may actually be hazardous if you take too much of them. All right, let's talk a little bit about space exploration. Apparently, NASA is going to have to pull back on some of the promises regarding Trump's moonshot. And they're going to miss their deadline for the first flight of the Orion capsule and the Space Launch System. This is NASA's follow-on to the Space Shuttle program. They're coming to a new Space Launch System. It's not a shuttle. And the Orion capsule is sort of an enlarged, roomier, can carry more people version of the Apollo capsule. And they were hoping they were going to get this thing to fly next year. Now it's been pushed back to 2019. And in addition to that flight, which is unmanned, it's going to be an unmanned test, the second mission that is scheduled to actually carry astronauts is probably going to miss its original 2021 date. So the U.S. is having a very hard time getting back into space. And a big reason for that, of course, is that we lost the technology that we developed for spaceflight. It's not sitting there in a building just waiting for the lights to be turned on. When a program gets canceled, whether it's the Saturn V or the space shuttle, the jigs are scrapped. The plans are filed away. But over time, available methods change. You can't get the same materials you got before. You have to research new materials. And probably building a new Saturn V or a new space shuttle with the most recent technology would be a better way to go. But again, the infrastructure within NASA to do this has been allowed to go away. A lot of those NASA scientists who programmed computers for the missions to the outer planets and the missions to the moon and everything, actually got hired by Wall Street to start writing those algorithms for the high-frequency trading. And they're being very well paid. They're not going to come on back. So it's going to be very, very slow for NASA to get back into space, and I'm rather sorry to see it, because I remember the golden age of NASA, sending spacecraft all over the place. It was wonderful. Now then, talking about respective educational systems, CalumSat is the world's smallest satellite. It was built by an Indian teenager, Rifat Shahrukh. He's a 12th grade student from Tamil Nadu's Palappadi town, and it will be launched into space by NASA next month. 12th grade student built a satellite, weighs just a tenth of a kilogram, and it's going into space. That's got to be an incredible thrill for him. Actually, one cool thing the shuttle did do was called the Getaway Special. And what that was is every time a space shuttle mission was configured, there was always a little extra weight left over. And so the shuttle actually had this special canister called the Getaway Special where you could apply to have your own payload put in there. And for educational institutions, it was usually free. And a lot of American school kids got their projects to fly into space on the Getaway Specials. That's what made it exciting. That's what made it real. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the media is just going wild over this latest story that President Trump asked Comey to end the FBI investigation into Michael Flynn, which qualifies as obstruction of justice, which qualifies as an impeachable offense. The White House is saying, no, it didn't happen. We don't know where they're getting this information. FBI, former FBI Director Comey, he could be doing this as part of his revenge against Donald Trump. But it almost feels like there is now a full court press to get rid of Donald Trump any way they can, because he's an impediment to the New World Order and the oligarchs. So this feels like it's going to get really, really ugly. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has acknowledged that there is a 2,000 case backlog in sex abuse cases involving the Catholic clergy, and there may even be more than that. The Catholic Church's history has been to ignore the problem, make it go away, pretend it's not a problem. But it is, and it has been historically. And not exactly the image of an entity that supposedly is the earthly representation of supreme moral authority. I like this one. This is over in Africa. Apparently, there was a pastor who wanted to replicate the biblical story of Jesus Christ walking on water. This was over in Zimbabwe. And the priest, the pastor is Jonathan Methethwa of the Saint of Last Days Church. And he walked into the river and was promptly eaten by three crocodiles. And one of the members of the church was quoted as saying, "The pastor taught us about faith on Sunday last week." Boy, that's a little bit out there. I'm sorry. That's just a little bit out there. And here's the kicker. The river is known as Crocodile River. It's not like it was a big surprise there were crocodiles in there. All right, well, we're almost to the end of the show here, and we're just seeing that this obvious media campaign, smear Trump, smear Trump, smear Trump, and it does look like we're coming up on a coup d'etat to get him out of the White House any way possible. Emphasis on any way. And it really does look more and more like the months preceding the collapse of the former Soviet Union, where the political infighting was so great, the government was paralyzed and unable to function. They had lost the confidence and trust of the Soviet citizenry, especially after Chernobyl, and it just reached a point where it couldn't operate anymore and it fell apart. And that, I think, would be the best possible outcome for the situation we are all in, because it avoids civil war, which is bloody. It avoids revolution, which is bloody. It avoids World War III, which we're going to lose. This may be it. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get some things done with the rest of the day. I'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I need y'all to do me a favor. Contact the conservative talk radio stations in your area. Point them at republicbroadcasting.org. Ask them to please start carrying our program. And thank you very much for all that you're doing to help us grow the RBN network. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.